Remember when you were a kid and your parents constantly told you, don't put that plastic bag on your head, you'll suffocate? Well, there's a fine line between you will suffocate and you might suffocate. And in my retard kid brain, this translated to, the moment your head enters the threshold of a plastic bag's opening, you will, without any question, be killed instantly. This left me terrified of grocery bags. I remember once in second grade seeing a kid across the classroom with a bag on his head. My eyes locked on him, and I sprinted over, leaping over desks like Bruce Willis sliding over the hood of a car to rip the bag off his head. For years, I thought I saved his life. And maybe I did. You don't know. And I was terrified of my kitchen. Why did my parents have a whole cupboard full of these death traps? They had an easily accessible stockpile of the one thing they feared most, the one thing I should never, ever touch. Is this a trick? Are they trying to kill me? My parents seemed to be more scared of plastic bags than anything else in the world, and they drilled it into me over and over again throughout childhood. And to this day, if I see anyone with a plastic bag anywhere near their head, a part of me is saying a little prayer, hoping that they make it through this trying time. At the age of 29, given the option of paper or plastic, I still will always choose paper. Paper or plastic, please, you dumb, heartless bitch. Paper, do you have a fucking death wish? The bitch might as well have handed me a live hand grenade in the middle of the grocery store. And every single time, I flash back to my childhood and my parents. Michael, are you having fun playing catch the hypodermic needle with that shirtless man with the Vincent Price mustache that gave you candy out of a van with no windows? Wait a minute, is that man have a plastic bag? Get away from my son, you sick bastard!